Welcome to the podcast of Maranatha Ministries. I'm Rick Frank, Senior Pastor of Maranatha, and I pray you'll be blessed by today's message. You can access all of our church information by going to our website at www.mmchurch.com or on all social media by searching at MM Church. And now be blessed by listening to today's message. Praise the Lord. Well, this is the last Sunday of 2023, but I am not going to be preaching a New Year's message because next Sunday is the first Sunday of the month, or the first Sunday of the new year. I'll preach a New Year's message then, huh? Today, we are going to talk about something that I have entitled simply, I'm not worried. I'm not worried. I'd like you, we'll put it up on the screen for you. This is Psalm number 24, verse number 1. This is the English Standard Version. The Bible says, the earth is the Lord's. How many of you believe that? Yes. The earth is the Lord's. And the fullness thereof. That means everything in the earth is the Lord's. And those who dwell therein. That means all of us are the Lord's. Everything is the Lord's. Praise God. The earth, the world, and those that are in it, it's all the Lord's. And for that reason, I'm not worried. That's my sermon title. I am not worried. And if you're worried, I want you to listen to me for a moment, a few moments today. I'm not going to take a long time. But I want to talk to you about the fact that I am not worried about what's going on in our world today. And there are many troubling things that are taking place. World events that are taking place that are scaring some people. They are definitely scaring some people. And the people that have money to do something about it are indeed doing something about it. I came across this. I don't remember where. I read a lot of things, different things. And I came across this. And as I was reading it, they asked a question at the end of it, and, I'll get there. Let me just read what I read, all right? In 2012, Mark Zuckerberg became a billionaire. I don't even know what a billionaire, what is that? In 2012, he became a billionaire, and he did not build a bunker. In 2013, he was still a billionaire and he did not build a bunker. In 2014, he was a billionaire and did not build a bunker. In 2015, do I need to go through them all? I'll get down to how about 2020? He was a billionaire and did not build a bunker. In 2021, he was a billionaire and did not build a bunker. In 2022, he was a billionaire and did not build a bunker. In 2023, he was a billionaire and has not built a bunker. But in 2024, he is building a billion-dollar bunker. That's right. He's building a billion-dollar bunker in Hawaii. And the question was asked, since he didn't build one in 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 20, when he could have, and now all of a sudden he is, the question was asked, are you worried? Because they're telling you that because Mark Zuckerberg, as a billionaire and a world force and understanding what's happening in this world, is all of a sudden, after all of these years, realizing, you know what, I think I need a bunker. There's a lot going on in the world. I better build a bunker here. Well, not only is Mark Zuckerberg building a bunker in Hawaii, but many, many billionaires in our world are also starting to do the same thing, and they are telling us that these forces, financial forces in our world, are aware of something transpiring in this world. Possibly they're preparing for World War III and a nuclear war between the nations, and they're building bunkers because they want to be able to still be around when everything gets wiped out. And they ask the question, are you worried about that? And when I read it, I did not even have to think about it for a second. My first response was, no! I'm not worried one bit. Hallelujah. And the reason I'm not worried is because the scripture came right to my mind immediately that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof and all they that dwell therein. And Mark Zuckerberg, I don't know if you're listening to me live stream or not today. You should be. Because God can get you whether you're in a bunker or not. When he is ready to take your life is leaving that body of yours. I don't care how deep your bunker is. I don't care how thick your walls are. There is nothing that can stop the power of my God. And I'll tell you something else. I don't care how strong your bombs are or how nuclear they are or where they explode. The Spirit of the Lord is encamped around me like a hedge, and I'm not going anywhere till he says so. I am his and he is mine. Praise God. So I am not entering into 2024 with fear. Even though there's a lot going on in this world that's causing our world to tremble, to be concerned, to be worried. Signs are pointing to calamity throughout the world. But nothing happens in this earth and in this life that the Lord does not allow to happen. He told us 2,000 years ago that perilous times will come. He told us 2,000 years ago that in this world you will suffer tribulation. But he summed it all up by saying this, "Don't you be afraid. I have overcome the world." Don't you be afraid. I have overcome the world. Mark Zuckerberg, I would like to introduce you to somebody who will take away your need to build a bunker. I would like to introduce you to somebody who you can put your trust in, who is stronger than the U.S. president or the Russian president or the ruler of Russia or anybody in the Middle East. I would like to introduce you to Jesus, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. Praise God. We're living at a time when man thinks he's all that. Because he's figured out a few things and figured out how a few things work, and suddenly he thinks he's the God of this world. And he's not. Because nothing gets done without the Lord knowing about it already. There is no invention that takes place. When they discovered nuclear power, they didn't explain that to God, how that works. Let me go to prayer and explain to God how nuclear fusion works. You fool. It's the fool that said in his heart, "There is no God." The fool said that. Listen to what the Bible tells us in Proverbs. A man's heart plans his way. We think we got all these plans, all these things figured out. But listen to what the rest of the verse said. It's the Lord that directs his steps. And that goes for me, you, and those men and women out there who think they're planning and doing all these things for their good or for the good of the world or the destruction of the world, I don't know which, but they think they are planning all their steps, but are planning all their ways, but it is the Lord that's directing their steps. The Lord is directing, everything is being done, everything is being orchestrated by the Lord. You know, I've told people this isn't in my notes, but I gotta throw this out to you, because I've told people this. If you think God does not know what's going on in our world today because we are too scientific and too far advanced and discover too many discoveries and we know things that'll blow your mind, let me tell you something about my God. 2,000 years ago, how many of you know what the world condition was like 2,000 years ago? The fastest mode of transportation was a horse. The biggest mode of transportation was a buggy with 3 or 4, maybe 5 people could get in it. Getting off the ground, The highest you could get would be the tallest tree you can climb. The only light you had was rubbing sticks together to create a flame. I don't know, maybe they figured out flint by then, 2,000 years ago. I'm not a history buff. But they certainly didn't have a Bic lighter, I'll tell you that right now. And in that world, a man penned these words. In the last days, they will put a mark in your hand or your forehead, without which you cannot buy or sell. 2,000 years ago. And here we are in the 21st century, and we are putting microchips in people's hands that they're waving over ultrasonic violet, I mean what they are, scanners, and giving them their bank information and buying and selling with it. And we're not far away, folks, listen to me prophesy for a moment. We're not far away from this being mandatory where cash is taken away from us. It's been on the move for a while now, to where we are all just using a mark in our forehead and our forehead or on our hand to buy and sell. I tell this to people all the time. If someone 2,000 years ago could dream that up and say it, I'd want to know what else he said. I would want to know what else he's talking about. Because if he was smart enough, and he was, it wasn't that John was smart enough, it was that the God who owns the earth and the fullness thereof knows the end from the beginning, told John what to write. John didn't understand it. He just wrote what God said. And if someone could do that 2,000 years ago, what else does that Bible say? I want to do it. Hallelujah. But man's heart plans his way, the Bible said in Proverbs 69. But listen to this. You can plan your way, but the Lord directs your steps. The Lord directs your steps. My friend, you plan your way, but as you take your steps, if the Lord changes it, you go with him. And I'll tell you something else that this is applied to, and it's applied to the people in our world that think they are directing their way, planning their steps, planning their course of action, planning how this is going to break down and how all of this stuff between countries is going to break down and how this country is going to rise to power. And this, they're all planning their ways, but the Lord is directing the steps, my friend. Don't you ever forget Jesus Christ is Lord of all and he is in control. Don't you fear. Don't you fret. Jesus is in control. Praise God. So the Bible said, I'm trying to finish this. Every time I go to finish it, I interrupt myself. Stop it. It's good to have our twins back sitting on the front row. Praise God. I just got to throw this story out since it's just us here today. It was Regine. Which one of you is Regine? Regine is with the hat. Okay. Listen, they are the one without the hat? You're wrong. They are identical twins. I mean identical. They tell me I can tell the difference by the glasses they wear. I don't remember who was wearing what glasses last week. So don't get down on me because I got to say who's Regine. Regine came to church as a Muslim girl. She came just to support her sister getting baptized. And her sister wanted to have a Bible study, and she brought Regine with her because Regine is her twin sister. You just do stuff together. Yes. And in a Bible study, I looked at Regine, and I said, Regine, you're a Muslim, huh? She said, yes, I am. I was raised Muslim, and I'm Muslim. I said, well, that's good. I said, there's a lot of good things in the Muslim religion. And there's a lot of good things in every religion. Whether you're Hindu, I can find good things in the Hindu religion. Good things in the Muslim religion. Good things in the Buddhist religion. I can find good in all, every one of them. But I looked her in the eye and I said, Regine, let me ask you this. In your Muslim faith, who died for your sins? And when I said that to her, her eyes came with clarity and recognition that there is only one religion on the face of this earth where the leader of it gave his life for his followers. His name is Jesus. And that's what sets us apart from every other religion. Jesus, robing himself in flesh, died so that I wouldn't have to. My sins are washed away because I was baptized in his name, and I am ready to make it to heaven. Can you say amen? All right, how did I get off on all? I don't know. I got sidetracked. I'm going to finish this up right now. A man's heart plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps. The English, contemporary English version says it like this. We make our own plans, but the Lord decides where we go. So this world has made its plans and how they're going to make all this one world and we're all going to come together, but the Lord decides how we're going to do this. The Lord didn't tell us when this time came to run and hide. And the Lord did not tell us to cower in fear of what's happening in the world. And the Lord did not tell us to build bunkers, just the opposite. He told us to go into the streets and the highways and the byways and compel them to come in. He didn't say hide, he said go. Hallelujah. Go into all the earth and preach the gospel. And I can't do that from a bunker. And I can't do that from a hiding place. Put me out in the streets. Let me walk the alleys and the highways and the byways and tell people Jesus is coming. Hallelujah. And you can't do that from a bunker. And I'll tell you something else you can't do it from. You can't do it where there are no sinners. So don't you complain about how dark and wicked a city Schenectady is. My friend, if Schenectady's the worse Schenectady gets, the more it needs you and me. The worse this capital region gets, the more it needs somebody telling us about Jesus. We can't do that if we're in fear of what's happening in our world. So let me close. I'm going to ask Brother McCoy, can you come and play something for this altar call? Jen's coming. God bless you. Oh, Jen, she's awesome too. Second Timothy 3, I want to read 1 through 5. Where is Jen? Oh, there she is. She's coming. The Apostle Paul wrote this to Timothy. He said, Timothy, you should know this, that in the last days there will be difficult times. People will love only themselves and their money. Boy, are we living in that kind of a day? Where people love only themselves and their money. And they think if they have money, they're okay. That's why I've said, and I'm going to preach one day, that money is the other God. They will be boastful and proud, scoffing at God, disobedient to their parents, and ungrateful. They will consider nothing sacred. They will be unloving and unforgiving. They will slander others and have no self-control. They will be cruel and hate what is good. They will betray their friends. They will be reckless. They will be puffed up with pride. They will love pleasure rather than God. They will act religious, but they will reject the power that could make them godly. Stay away from people like that. That's what Paul said. Stay away from them as far as joining them. Don't stay away from them as long as telling them the truth and bringing them to Jesus. Stay away from them as partaking. Jesus said, go into all the world and preach this gospel. The Bible tells us to trust and not be afraid. What can man do to me? What can man do to me? Let me close this by asking this question. Don't be embarrassed. Just tell me, how many of you have ever watched the Christmas movie Elf? Elf. I want to talk to you about one scene in Elf. If you've never watched Elf, go watch it. It's just a cute little kids movie. Elf goes to New York City to find his father, which is an analogy in itself, the things we go through to find our Heavenly Father. And he gets this job in this department store where they have a Santa that's going to come and greet all the kids. So they say, okay, 10 o'clock, Santa's going to be here. And if you've seen the movie, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Santa! Santa! Well, Santa shows up the next morning, and Elf looks at him. Santa, it's me! It's Buddy! Santa! And say, yeah, hi, Buddy, whatever. Santa does not know him. And he's a little confused by that, and he runs up, and he looks at him closely, and he smells him. And he says, wait a second. You're not Santa. If you're Santa, what did I sing to you on your birthday last year? You know what I'm talking about, right? Why, happy birthday. Oh, yeah, he's right. I did sing that. And then he reaches out to touch him, and his beard falls off. And the big fight starts. And the whole thing gets destroyed. There's a reason that happened. And I want that to happen for me. I'm going to tell you why. Buddy was able to look across the room and realize something was not right with that Santa. I don't know what it is. I'm going to ask a couple questions. And even though a couple of questions got answered right, he still, something was amiss. Do you know why he knew something was amiss? Because he had a personal relationship with the real Santa. This guy looked at the part, talked the part. Something didn't sit right with Buddy. Everybody else was good. All the kids were fine. Everybody thought this was great, but Buddy said, something's amiss here. Jesus, let me have a relationship with you. That when this world tries to tell me what is acceptable in your eyes and what God is like, I can look at it and from a distance, even though it looks good, seems good, smells good, acts, something's amiss here. What's amiss? I have a personal relationship with the real one. I know the real one. And this isn't right. Something's not right here. I want a relationship with God that I can look at the world's version and say, no, this is not it. There's something deeper. There's something better. There's something greater. I know Him. Praise God. And I promise you, I'm going to wrap it up right now when I tell you what Jesus said. Take heed that no one deceive you. How could they be deceived? Because they don't know the real one. Listen to what he said. Many are going to come in my name. Many. Many will say, I am the Christ. And they will deceive many. But there's God help there to be enough buddies in this world that will look and say, wait a second. Wait a second. If you haven't had a first-hand relationship with the real Jesus, let me introduce you to him before you leave this place. Mark Zuckerberg, you go build your bunker. I'm going to build my relationship with God. Come on, church, this altar is open. Come and build your relationship with God. Come and build your relationship with the one true God.
Thank you for listening to the Maranatha Ministries podcast. If this message touched you, please make sure to subscribe for more sermons from Pastor Frank and the ministry team here at Maranatha, as well as follow us on our social media platforms. We are located in Schenectady, New York, and if you are in the area, we invite you to join us during our weekly Sunday service starting at 10:30 a.m. We look forward to you joining us again next week for another anointed message. Thank you, and God bless.